You're listening to episode 30 of High School Counseling Conversations. Welcome back. Or hey there, if it's your first time. I'm Lauren from Counselor Click. Most times I don't introduce myself on here because I figure we've been introduced via social media or something else already. Anyways, we've made it to episode 30. If you're joining as a newer listener, be sure to scroll back through your podcast player and listen to episodes about advisory councils, small group counseling, resetting yourself and your team for the new year, and so much more. You could also get to all of the episodes very easily by going to counselorclick.com/podcast. Before we get into this week's episode, a fun free resource for you. Have you ever heard of a private podcast? It's a podcast feed that you have to specially subscribe to, and mine is called How to Kickstart Your Year as a High School Counselor. It's 3 episodes, and there may be some bonus ones as we move throughout the summer. But it's totally bingeable goodness in your earbuds for the summertime. I did a poll recently on Instagram about how people like to use their summer, and it was a total 50-50 split between relaxing and not thinking about work at all and relaxing but also brainstorming work ideas in the back of their mind. Everyone processes, brainstorms, and dreams differently, so I wanted to give everyone the opportunity to do that at their own pace this summer. To grab instant access to the private pod, go to counselorclick.com/private pod, and it's all yours. Now, let's get into today's episode. High School Counseling Conversations is a podcast where we talk about exactly that, a casual potpourri of school counseling topics intended to grow us as school counselors, but also give us space to enjoy each other's company. I'm Lauren from Counselor Click, and I'm sharing my experiences and perspectives as a high school counselor. No topic is off limits, and I'm certain we'll cover it all. I'm your high school counseling hype girl, here to help you energize your school counseling program and remind you of how much you love your job. Whether you're just getting your feet wet as an intern or you're nearing retirement, you'll feel like you're just popping in to catch up with your school counseling bestie. Let's go. I can't tell you how many people come to me and say, dang, I'm so glad I stumbled upon your Instagram because there's not much out there for high school counselors. And I would say, preach, that's why I created this space and that is why I'm still here. There is such a need to fill for high school counselors. As a high school counselor veteran who has never been in elementary or middle school, y'all know my story back from episode 1, I know how crazy your days are. There's very limited time to think big picture or to try anything new or be creative, because you just don't have the headspace for it. You want to, but you just don't. You have so many tasks that fill your day-to-day, and the chaos that ensues is so unpredictable. But if you're anything like me, you love the chaos too. All of this to say, there are not tons of resources for high school counselors out there, and it feels specifically like there aren't tons of PD opportunities for high school counselors. It might feel like high school-specific trainings or PDs are unicorn trainings. Do they even exist? Yes, they do. That's what this episode is about. You just have to know where to look for them. And listen, you don't have the time to look. I know that. So that's why I'm going to give you a rundown of 5 places you can turn for investing in yourself as a high school counselor and learning in a professional type setting. These are all things that I've done personally and loved for the most part. I'll give my honest opinions. So think of it as like a favorite things type episode. I'll link everything I talk about in the show notes. By the way, side note, if you're ever needing to get to the show notes quickly for an episode, the web address is always counselorclick.com/episode30 or whatever the episode number is. Here we go with 1. ASCA U Specialist Trainings. ASCA, the American School Counselor Association, as we all know, offers little mini courses that give certificates and PD hours at the end of it. I've enjoyed ASCA U trainings because they're focused on a topic that I get to pick from. On their website right now, I just checked, they have 15 different course topics listed. All of them cost $99 for ASCA members, except for the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Specialist training, which is free. I think that's pretty cool. When you click into each one, you get a description of what's inside, including like what's inside the specific modules. I've taken and completed the School Counseling Leadership Specialist and the College Admissions Specialist ones. I really enjoy both of them. I did get some feedback from somebody who said, and I agreed with this feedback, they were in my DMs or something and we were talking about it, but that this feels very overarching and big picture and zoomed out instead of practical. Remember, I was going to tell you my honest opinion about these things. So I really enjoyed them both, though, overall. So I mentioned the cost. Next week, I'm going to give you tips on getting money for all of these PD opportunities that we're going to be talking about. So stay tuned for that for episode 31. Here are some more unfiltered, honest thoughts. First, it won't take you as long to complete it as the hours listed on the course will say that it will. You'll probably enjoy, like I did, reading the magazine and journal articles that went along with the modules. It's like curated content for the topic at hand, and you're probably invested in that topic since you chose it. There may also be a few books to buy where you're reading a chapter here or there, or some videos to watch, like little mini webinars. It reminds me of grad school where, at least for me, I actually enjoyed learning. I'll also say that I think the portal is a little difficult to manage. It doesn't feel super intuitive, and it's a little clunky to navigate. Every time I'd log in, I'd have to reteach myself how to get anywhere because I just couldn't remember. I think they've updated their website since the last time I took one of these Ask a You courses, so maybe don't quote me on that, but that's how I remember it feeling. I love that I could work at my own pace. That was really nice. And then I think you have a year to complete it, but one time I emailed and asked for an extension and they gave it to me. So I'll say that the customer service was a plus as well. After all was said and done with those, I was able to submit my hours for my school's professional development hours that gave me recertification points and time off for school for our exchange days. I don't know if you have that at your school. Are you looking for a resource to use with your high schoolers that really, truly makes a difference? How about using my first generation high school counseling small group curriculum to equip and empower your first gen students? This is always my favorite small group to run annually. Honestly, it was the first one I got excited about putting together and making time to run during a busy day and a hectic semester. If you're looking to get your feet wet with small groups, start with the first generation small group where you'll make a memorable impact on your students. By the end, you'll see their confidence increase and they'll be autonomous in the college-going process. Seriously, it's the most rewarding. If you want to see more of what's inside the 7 sessions, head to counselorclick.com/firstgen. Now, back to the show. Next up, have you attended your own state school counseling conference? Now, I've heard from some of you that yours aren't that great, or that a school counseling conference doesn't exist in your state. Dang! I wonder how you can advocate to your state school counseling association to make that happen. If you feel like it's just not beneficial to go to yours because of the lack of high school-specific presentations, I get that. I don't know why, but there just seem to be less presentations that are actually focused on high school counseling. Let's change that. In episode 27, I talked about getting out of your comfort zone and actually being the presenter on a topic that you have a passion for. Or maybe an event or a program that you've done at your school that you found success in, be a presenter for that. That episode is all about changing your mindset as a veteran counselor. I'll link that in the show notes too, in case you want to head back and listen to it. Some things that held me back from going to my state conference in my earlier years were money, duh, probably everyone's first barrier. Time, one of those days was always on a school day, so that felt scary to me to ask off time for. And then just fear of the unknown. Okay, so since I told you we're talking money in next week's episode, let's address the other two. Leaving the office on a school day felt like a big, scary thing to ask my principal for. I think it felt scarier because we were like leaving town. I've been off campus for many a trainings or many a presentations or local conferences, but to go out of state, like for something work-related, felt like just a novelty and like a sacrifice that maybe they wouldn't let me go for. My team was big enough, though, that chances were, most years, not everyone in the department could go to the conference, so someone was always going to be hanging back in the office, and that's a good thing for the principal to hear. But listen, if everyone wants to go, I think that's okay for a day. The benefits are huge. You usually don't have to travel that far, at least not as far as ASCA, and you'll connect with other counselors, specifically high school. This is huge. And you'll come back refreshed and full of ideas. After my first state conference, I remember thinking, why did I wait so long to do this? I'll tell you why I waited, though. I was just nervous to go. I was nervous that I didn't know who I would talk to, or that it would be weird, or I would be awkward. Okay, it's none of those things. It's a break from the everyday of your job to go be refreshed and to learn. It's a fraction of the price of the next best thing. ASCA. Moving into the third and probably the one you aspire to attend, the National School Counseling Annual Conference. It changes locations each year, and you can check on their website to always see the upcoming locations. This summer, they'll be in Austin, Texas. Next, Atlanta, Georgia. If you're already planning on heading to ASCA this summer, go back and listen to episode 24 for 5 tips for ASCA conference goers. Going to ASCA has a lot of the same benefits as your state conference, except on steroids. More to consume, more excitement, more people to connect with, more extras like a bigger exhibition hall, bigger keynote speakers, and more great topics to choose from. It's just more, more, more. I get hyped just thinking about it. Though I've only been to 2, the energy level is palpable as you're going and as you get there. I cannot even begin to describe the excitement. Okay, that sounds really nerdy now that I'm saying that, of connecting in person with so many people who want to learn and grow together. Number 4, the 4th one is maybe something you haven't thought of. Have you ever heard of a counselor fly-in? I've done 2 of these in a very structured sense. My first was with the University of Tampa in Tampa, Florida, and my second was with Stanford University in Palo Alto, California. Both were super fun experiences, and I'll give you the Cliff Notes version. I could probably do a whole episode on these themselves. A counselor fly-in is so specific for high school counselors or college counselors. Like, you're not going to run into people who are middle school or elementary school here. It feels like a fun and exciting perk of the job since we get very little of those in public education. Both of these fly-ins had very similar vibes and structures. Someone from the university booked the flights, all paid for, which was awesome, and organized the travel, the hotels, really the whole weekend. I think both of these were 2 nights, if I remember correctly, and they were filled with information sessions during our time there, like student panels, financial aid, campus tours, dorm tours, and more. It's a way for the college to handpick counselors to come to their school in hopes that they go back and recruit, if you will, the right students to apply to their school. I honestly think it's a really smart marketing tactic on behalf of the school and a very valuable use of their money. Okay, but now you're thinking, that sounds awesome. How do I get to go on one of these? Well, this is where it's a little trickier. You have to do some research. So I might start with where ideally I'd like to go, and then you have to really poke around on their website. A lot of times they're not advertising them. Join their email list or look on their website and fill out a form to be on their mailing list. The college is going to be strategic about who they invite. They probably won't invite someone from the same school in back-to-back years, definitely not 2 from the same school at the same time. So you're probably going to need to be willing to travel alone or, you know, eat up some costs and bring a guest with you, but they're just going to pay for you 1 counselor. They'll probably pick you if they want more people from your state or your area or your type of school, and there's no way of you knowing if this is you, but you can put your name in the hat to be potentially picked. When I did the University of Tampa, I went on a solo adventure. And then when I went to California, my husband and I made a longer trip of it because it was during the summer. I highly recommend that. Lastly, but certainly not least, you knew this one was coming, right? Another place you can consider for relevant high school counselor PD is the CLIC Collaborative, my high school counselor membership. The main thing inside of here is the relevant teaching that's specific to you. Inside each month, we focus on a topic, and then new this year, we're going to have a challenge or action item to help us improve our practice or our program. It's simple and straightforward. It's also accessible and convenient, done on your time, but keeps you moving forward and progressing. You can watch or listen in private podcast form. I take all of our teachings and I put them in private podcast form as well. Remember that summer private podcast? It's the same idea, but it's year round. It's a good option if you're wanting a personal challenge and connection to others in the field with you to lean on. You'll hear more about the CLIC Collaborative as we get closer to the doors opening on August 15th. Putting your name on the waitlist for this is easy. CLICCollab.com. So let's recap. The 5 places you can look to for relevant high school counseling PD. Here are 5 ideas. Those ASCA U specialist certifications. Your state conference. The national ASCA conference. Counselor fly-ins. And the CLIC Collaborative. I'm excited to hear more about where you'll invest yourself in this upcoming year. They're all good options, and you need to do what's best for you, depending on the individual decisions in front of you. Remember, get that private podcast in your earbuds for this summer to prepare for next school year. CounselorClick.com/private pod. Next week, we're going to talk about how to get the money that you need for these PD options, something that I know you're already thinking about. I'll catch you next week. Thanks for listening to today's episode of High School Counseling Conversations. All of the links I talked about today can be found in the show notes and also at counselorclick.com/podcast. Be sure to hit follow or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts so that you never miss a new episode. Connect with me over on Instagram. Send me a DM at counselorclick. That's CLIQUE. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. I'll see you next time.